where your family always comes first, Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking moments after the ceasefire in Gaza took effect. This phase of the deal, brokered by President Trump, calls on Hamas to release all hostages within 24 hours. The president suggested his work should make him the Nobel Peace Prize recipient, but that decision was made earlier in the week. And today, the Norwegian Nobel Committee announced this year's winner, Venezuelan opposition politician Maria Corina Machado.
Despite serious threats against her life, she has remained in the country, a choice that has inspired millions.
That's Committee Chair Jürgen Vatna-Friedness. New York's Attorney General Letitia James called criminal charges against her baseless. Bank fraud and false statement charges filed by President Trump's hand-picked U.S. attorney in Virginia's Eastern District. No end in sight to the government shutdown as the Senate leaves. This is ABC News. A federal judge ordered the man charged with starting the deadly Southern California Palisades fire to remain in jail. ABC's Josh Haskell says he is in Florida, and we're learning more about his background.
29-year-old Palisades fire arson suspect Jonathan Rinderknecht telling a Florida courtroom he can't find his passport but would like to move to Bali. More disturbing details surfacing, including recent events involving the suspect's family, who he had been living with. On September 19th, less than a month ago, the suspect's family called 911 claiming Rinderknecht said he would burn the house down.
Sister Jean, who gained international fame in 2018 as the chaplain for the Loyola Ramblers college basketball team when she was 98, has died at 106. The university made the announcement weeks after saying that Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt would be retiring from her role as chaplain of the Chicago school. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Reddish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Need auto collision repairs? Look no further than Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. Our skilled team delivers top-notch service with a focus on detail and care. We offer free loaners to keep you on the go while your car is being fixed. Renowned for our excellent reputation, we take pride in getting your vehicle back to its best. Choose Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists and see why we're the trusted name in auto body repair. Reach us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Horton Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Horton Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
This season, make the short drive to Spring Green and take a tour of Taliesin, Frank Lloyd Wright's legendary home and studio. Tours depart from the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center daily through October and Fridays through Sundays until mid-December. Visit Riverview Terrace Cafe for breakfast or lunch and enjoy scenic views of the Wisconsin River. It's the only remaining Frank Lloyd Wright designed restaurant in the world. You can also discover unique holiday gifts at the Wright Gift Shop. Learn more at taliesinpreservation.org.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
The forecast for today from WRCO Radio, a high of 71. Skies will clear, southwest and northwest winds today picking up to between 10 and 20. Mainly clear and chilly tonight, a low of 41. Saturday very nice with plenty of sunshine and a high of 67. Sunday 70 with a 40% chance of a few light showers Sunday night and 67 for a high by Monday. Right now in Richland Center, after just over 0.2 inches of rain, we have a south-southwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and we are at our overnight low. It is 47 degrees. Coming up, we'll give you the next clue in the 4-H medallion hunt today, so you'll have a clue for today to start anyway.
Last night, my neighbor was having a party. The music they were playing was loud and absurd. I knocked on his door, and when he answered, that's when I reached out and gave him the bird. I said, start with, I'm from the country, and the drinking bone's connected to a little earworm. Through the watermelon crawl by the end of the evening, and you can thank me later for giving you the bird. And famous to get into one of his shows. I bet he'll have you swinging and a swaying after 10 rounds of Jose Cuervo. As long as there's a honky tonk crowd for him to work, he'll get on stage and give them the bird. Baby, she said, country music ain't what I prefer. I never will forget the look she gave me when I cranked up the radio and gave her the bird.
She was singing along to every word. By the end of the night, she must have found a new favorite, 'cause now when I sing to her, she gives me the bird. You don't have to be rich and famous to get into one of my shows. I bet I'll have you swinging and a swaying after 10 rounds of Jose Cuervo. As long as there's a honky-tonk crowd for me to work, I'll get on stage and give you the bird. Well, you don't have to be rich and famous to get into one of our shows. I bet we'll have you swinging and a-swaying after 10 rounds of Jose Cuervo. As long as there's a honky-tonk crowd for us to work, stage and give you the bird. As long as there's a honky-tonk crowd for us to work, we'll get on stage and give you the bird.
Alex Miller featuring Tracy Byrd on WRCO Radio. 7:12 the time, 47 degrees in Richland Center. A little thunder and lightning this morning. That always tests the UPS systems. And I came in this morning and one was squealing. Either that or I'm thinking, I don't know. It was a sound only dogs could hear. I could hear it. But nonetheless, we're all ready to go now, back and running up at full power. And we have the 2025 Medallion Hunt Clue for today from Richland County 4-H. It's day number 5. Let's go back and give you day number 4. It's Thursday's clues. Lines in order, corners neat, voices once fill this quiet seat. Maps and markers, colors bright, your next clue hides just out of sight. And now, day 5 in the hunt. The quest for the 4-H medallion, the holy grail of 4-H medallions, which can get you some great prizes from Richland County 4-H. Maps and numbers, letters too. Quiet corners hold a clue for you. The walls may whisper, the floors may creak. Your fifth clue waits for the brave to seek. Once again, maps and numbers, letters too. Quiet corners hold a clue for you. The walls may whisper, the floors may creak. Your fifth clue waits for the brave to seek. There you go. And the instructions are on the medallion. If you find it, make sure you call Richland County 4-H, Richland County Extension. The number is on the medallion, and we'll let you know. There are some prizes to be awarded for the brave person that seeks it out, courtesy of Richland County 4-H. Here's Morgan Wallen.
Don't know where you at, don't know where you been. Don't know nothing about that boy you're into. Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can cuss my name, but baby don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, who's mine? Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about when you're tasting what he's drinking? Are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what
I know where you ought to be. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me, who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me, baby, are you thinking about me?
On WRCO Radio, where we give you more Hank, a little, we'll see what was cooking in his kitchen at 2:30 in the morning. That's coming up here. Inquiring Minds want to know. And plus birthdays and anniversaries, too, on the show here Friday, October 10th.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors just introduced 0% for 96 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $206 a month. Mid-sized compact tractors with loaders as low as $292 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Feeling overwhelmed by debt or credit challenges? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. Our financial education and counseling programs can guide you through improving your credit, managing debt, and creating a budget that works, whether you're planning to buy a home or simply want peace of mind. Call 608-647-4949 today and take the first step toward a stronger financial future.
Are you looking for a custom touch that stands out? Simply Country Signs and Designs in Boscobel has you covered. From personalized signs of any kind to vehicle lettering, custom shirts, and laser engraving, they bring your ideas to life with quality and style. Call Simply Country Signs and Designs at 608-485-3776 and let them create something just for you. 608-485-3776. Simply Country Signs, where custom meets country charm.
Heads up, Watoma. The tops are dropping, engines are rumbling, and your uncle just tried to trade his lawnmower for a 75 Vet. It's vintage. We're convertibles and classics, and we've officially landed in Watoma. From American classics to stylish convertibles, if it's cool, we probably have it. So swing by Convertibles and Classics at W7720 State Road 21 next to the Culver's in Watoma, because life's too short to drive a boring car.
During Red Ribbon Week, join millions across the country in celebrating a drug-free life. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, along with Partners for Prevention, supports your commitment to saying no to drugs. Instead, say yes to your dreams, your health, and your community. Whether you're in school, at work, or at home, speak out. Be the influence. Live drug-free.
It's Friday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Mueller & Sons Excavating, the folks who can dig you a pond but still can't find where you buried last year's tax returns, and by Julie Karen State Farm, protecting you from life's little mishaps like backing into your own mailbox. Join Hank and Phil for some Friday fun, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with more laughs than a cow on a trampoline. We've got Cooking with Hank, where the smoke alarm doubles as the timer. And of course, the word of the day, which Hank usually makes up on the spot. So grab your coffee, loosen your belt, and let Friday's Roundup roll you straight into the weekend with laughter, nonsense, and maybe even a snack.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, what's going on?
My singing's getting better.
No, that didn't sound like singing. Sounded like when I walked into the building this morning and we'd had lightning and
had a little issues this
little
morning.
UPS going, like, where is this?
Yes.
What's Henry doing here already? Is he singing the Roundup song?
So you had soccer last night. Good match.
Yeah, it did. It was a Reedsburg 2-1 over Richland Center, but fun one to call. Boy, it was a beautiful night.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
Parents' night, and they had the Rotary Youth soccer players out there. They introduced the teams, and they take a lap with their coaches. These youngsters are just, man, I wish I had that kind of energy.
You know what? When I look at soccer, I'm going, no way. Someone goes, well, you got to start officiating. I said, I can barely move in football.
It's a lot of steps. Three-person crew, so you kind of have your areas.
It don't matter.
You still move a lot.
It don't matter.
Right.
And those kids, they've got to be so much in shape.
Oh, I know.
So, yeah. Did your scatterbow last night for the Giants went off. Can you believe that?
I don't.
Three touchdowns?
Hopefully, whoever I'm playing on the fantasy.
He's on my team.
Oh, he's on your team.
Yeah.
Did you start him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, then you're probably going to win this week.
I doubt it. No. I doubt it. So, yeah. But anyway, yeah, it's a great start on a Thursday night to have 60 points.
Yes, it is.
So
I'm 1-4, and we'll see how we do this week.
Yeah, I should be 2-4 after the.
Really?
Yeah, after the week.
Maybe.
Yeah. So anyway, you're in River Valley tonight.
Yes,
that
I am.
Should be a good ball
that
game.
Will be kind of.
And Platteville and Richland Center square off.
No, Broadhead.
Broadhead.
They're at Broadhead.
Yeah, they're at Broadhead. I'm sorry. Broadhead. And then who does Riverdale play?
Blackhawk Warren.
Warren.
And then
so
I think it's on the road.
I think Blackhawk Warren's number one in the state, two.
Yeah, I think they're rated number one.
Yeah, yeah, tough ball club. Baskerville has homecoming tonight against Iowa Grant.
Right.
And aren't they another homecoming going around?
Reedsburg has homecoming,
so finishing up late. But sometimes that's all you can do with the home games and away games. And
Whenever it happens to fall.
So, yeah. So, well, good luck to you tonight in the River Valley Blackhawks.
Yeah, should be a good
and
game.
And the Hornets.
Conference implications.
And the
one.
Dogs.
Yep.
And the Chieftains.
Eighth week of the season.
Isn't it amazing how time flies?
It seems like we just started.
Yeah, it seems like it was still summer last week.
Well, it kind of was. And you were cheating the kids in Lafarge last night?
Yep. Highland beat Lafarge 40-0 in middle school.
Okay. So, middle school football.
Yeah, middle school football. Yeah, Jason Rood was helping me. So they got cheated double.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Jason likes to cheat the kids, too.
Send a note of apology to those kids.
Yes. Yeah. Each kid should get one.
Right.
From Jason.
Uh-huh.
But see, he teaches in Lafarge.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. Okay. So he just stayed there, but he still collected, I don't know, 3 or 4 pennies for mileage.
Oh.
Because he had to walk to the football
game. Oh, sure. Right.
Yeah, so. Well, Todd Camelot down there for the AD does a great job down there. So
that'll give Jason some money to spend at the Zippy Stop.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. The Zippy Stop's great. I mean, they still have their chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they still have their chicken. Mm-hmm. So
that's the other thing you could do on your cooking segment. You could, you know, food at the gas stations in Southwest Wisconsin.
Yeah, we could
you
do
know?
That.
Well, you could because you make all the stops.
I do, but I really don't eat the food anymore.
Don't you? Oh, that's
no,
right.
I really don't.
You're
eat
on
that
the
food.
Henry Bray half-year diet.
Yeah, half-year
diet. First 6 months was a seafood diet.
Yeah.
And now this you're watching what you eat, so that's good.
I'm down to 202 pounds.
You're looking good, man. Yeah. You're going to blow away in the wind.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. My goal is, don't laugh at this, but 182.
Oh. You don't want to be too thin.
Why?
Well, because.
So now I have this problem. It's a personal problem, okay, that I've lost this weight, and now my skin just like.
Oh.
I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Yeah, that's
tough. I was thinking about cutting it off.
Well, yeah, you could probably do some nip and tuck of some kind.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So I'm working the abs and stuff like that.
Oh, sure.
So,
right.
Anyway, that's what the doctor told me
for your modeling career.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So I heard you had a new adventure for a new startup company coming in.
I do.
Yeah, I thought it was coming on Saturday night.
Oh, it might be. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, you have to wait and see on that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to visiting that.
Yeah. Right. We'll be competing with the Brewer baseball and Badger football and everything going on. I told you.
You said it Monday.
If they don't sweep, we're in trouble.
They're in trouble.
Yep.
And I still think they're in trouble.
I do too. I do too. Absolutely. If you can't score a run, I mean, you got to tip your hat because in the playoffs, it's all about pitching.
Oh, 100%.
It really is. Mm-hmm. But you can't score a run last night, three hits.
Yep.
So and Cubs pitching isn't that good.
No, and I Craig Counsell said it the best, or Pat Murphy said it the best. He goes, the crowd's going to be hugely involved in these games.
It was.
And they were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it rattled them. But that's why they play.
Mm-hmm.
But don't hang your heads. They still get paid.
Well, they do. Yeah. Don't worry about them.
Yeah. That's kind of like us.
That's kind of like the whole thing. I don't want to get too political in here, but when they were, you know, they were saying, well, they shouldn't be saying fire Luke Fickell. Luke Fickell makes a lot of money, you know, and I'm not, I mean, if they're yelling about his family or something, yeah, I would have a fight.
Right, 100%.
But you get paid that much, you got to have thick skin.
Just like Sam Pittman got fired at Arkansas. I mean, he got booed for 2 games in a row.
Yeah.
When you're on national, have a national TV audience for an 11 o'clock kickoff game against Notre Dame, and you have no fans in the stands at halftime, that's an issue.
Yeah, well, that happened for the Badgers a couple weeks ago, too.
You can't do that.
Yeah. Big game tomorrow night
big game,
Wisconsin.
Yeah,
we'll see how that
without
goes.
Question.
It's going to be a good one with Iowa.
It's always a good game. You can throw out the records with Iowa.
Absolutely.
But Wisconsin needs, 4 wins to be bowl eligible? And
yeah.
Do you think that would save Fickell's job?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I do
too. If they win four games, it really would, because they've got a tough schedule.
Oh, it's daunting. Yeah. Arkansas, they have, what, six games left, and they play. All six teams are ranked in the top 20.
Ooh.
Yeah, good luck to them. Anyway, hey, tell
you, what do you got?
Cooking with Hank, buddy. And today is Grease Lightning Surprise.
Ooh!
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Grease Lightning.
Don't forget the surprise.
I don't know if I want to know about this one.
Well, here we go.
All right.
Here's your ingredients. Because nothing good ever happens after midnight except this greasy stroke of genius.
Yeah.
One slice of bologna or two, if it's payday, and your paycheck cleared. One leftover biscuit or a slice of white bread folded like a taco of shame.
Oh.
You know? Yeah. Three pickle slices, bonus points if they're from a gas station jar. That's.
Oh, I thought you didn't need a gas station.
Well, the pickles last a while.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
A heroic squirt of Hillbilly Thousand Island.
What's Hillbilly Thousand Island?
Ketchup and ranch.
Oh, you make your own. Is that really Thousand Island? I don't know.
Hillbilly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah. A handful of shredded cheese, preferably in one cold rubbery clump. Just throw it there. Because when you dig the cheese out of that bag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Optional crushed pork rinds for that crunchy fine dining experience.
Oh. Pork rinds are still in your diet?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah. On this diet.
Huh.
Yeah, so you just love to go through my cookbook.
I don't know.
Here's your instructions, buddy.
All right.
Fire up your skillet until the smoke alarm starts asking questions.
Okay.
Okay.
Beep, beep, beep.
Fry the, kind of like your...
like this morning.
Yeah. Beep. Fry the bologna till it bubbles up like a redneck airbag. Give it a good pop. That's your Michelin star moment.
Oh, boy.
You know, when you fry bologna, it bubbles up. Have you ever fried bologna?
No, I've never fried bologna.
Are you kidding me?
I've never. No.
Fried bologna is the best. You need to try. If you like spam, you will love bologna.
I don't like spam either.
Okay.
Ground bologna sandwiches. Used to make those with my mother. Now I like those.
Nope.
Oh, I'm
talking about the big old round bologna and
big bologna kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
But so. I don't think I've ever fried it.
Oh, it's good. People laugh, but it's really good. Hmm. And did you know if you threw an Oscar Mayer bologna on a car window, it'd make the window crack in heat.
Would it really?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, you've tried it.
Let's just leave it at that. All My right. dad's awful proud of his sons.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah.
Stack it on your biscuit, bread taco, slap on that Hillbilly Thousand Island, and drop the cheese on top like it owes you money, Phil.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Microwave till it hisses like a possum under your porch. Add your pickles and pork rinds and take a step back to admire your creation. Oh. It's not pretty, but neither are most legends.
Oh, that's right.
You know, eat it proudly, standing over the sink in your pajamas, pants whispering, "I am the flavor."
Oh man,
pairs beautifully with a cup of cold instant coffee, Phil.
Oh,
yeah, or a sight of deep regret and the unshakable belief that breakfast starts whenever you say it does.
All right,
that's it.
Wow, that's just covers all the food groups right there.
It really does. Mm-hmm. It really does. I have a word of the day for you.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
The word of the day is rapture.
Rapture.
Yeah, a declarative statement about a form of music combining spoken poetry and repetitive percussion.
Oh, uh-huh.
So this is up your alley in music.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. That rapture is playing loud in that car over there, Phil.
Oh, boy.
Rapture.
That rapture is playing loud. Oh, boy. Word of the day from Hank Gray.
Yeah, buddy. I hope everybody out there has a great, great weekend. You know what? Don't throw bologna on people's cars.
No, don't do that this weekend. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Have a good day, buddy.
Try
be
that
kind.
Home. Yeah, you bet. That's Hank Gray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life.
Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens mower and chainsaw blades, all knives and scissors, including hunting knives. I'm open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4, at 130 South Central Avenue, next to Belltone. Find me on Facebook at Affordable Sharpening or call 608-604-0230.
Meaning to get a quote with Julie Karen State Farm, maybe need a nudge? Now's the perfect time. State Farm's auto rates have had a rate decrease in the state of Wisconsin. That means more savings for families, farmers, and neighbors across our community without losing the trusted protection and personal service you deserve. It's easy to start a quote at juliekarens.com or call or text the office today. See how much you could save with this new auto rate decrease. Local, reliable, and always here for you in our community. Just like a good neighbor.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Good morning. Some notes from this day in history. It was on this day in 1964 when the Summer Olympics began in Tokyo, the first Summer Games to be telecast around the world. 1966, the Beach Boys single Good Vibrations was released by Capitol Records. And in 1973, Vice President Spiro T. Agnew was actually resigning from office, pleading no contest to one count of federal income tax evasion. This day in 1973. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For over 50 years, families have trusted The Shoebox and Black Earth to keep them in step with the best brands and the best prices. From back-to-school shoes to work boots, athletic gear to cozy fall favorites, you'll find them all under one roof. Friendly service, unbeatable selection, and deals worth the drive. Make it a family trip. Discover why Wisconsin shops The Shoebox in Black Earth. Service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes, Olivia Steadley from St. Mary School, hoping that you have a very nice day. Also, wishes going out today to Brother John Labansky. Have a great day from Brother and Sisters, and for John from Aunt Pat and Uncle Larry. We have wishes for Bill Harris from the Old Woman from the North, also to Bill from Five Points Lutheran Church, and happy birthday to Dad Bill Harris with love from Jan and Brad. Wishes from the Bloom City Town Crier on the 10th to Carrie Gander, to Nancy Ewing, and Samuel Delventhal. To Jenny Colson from Schmidwillen Hills, residents and staff. Also, Liz Povelmacher, Dick Alpert, and Art Hall. Happy birthday from Little Willow Birthday Club.
to Paul Knorr and Stephanie Perkins from Richland Center United Methodist Church. We also have wishes going out for Robin's Nest owner Lindsay Swenson from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club and to Lindsay Olson Swenson from Five Points Lutheran Church. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions saluting Jacob Farness, Jill Moss, and happy birthday to Mandy Wirtz. Happy anniversary, Marge and Gary Osterholz, to Rick and Jenny Silvers, and Roy and Cindy Seifert. Happy 33 years to Roy Seifert from Cindy. Love you. Have a great day. The RC Lions with wishes for Kevin Corneff and Colin Moore, Amanda Schultz, and Stephanie Perkins. Happy anniversary, JC and Kelly Ryan, Tim and Sean Gavin, and Steve and Janet Kruger. Have a great day today. Anniversary wishes to Dennis and Vicki Lind from Sacred Heart Parish, Randy and Debbie Sanders from Park Street Christian Church. Happy anniversary, Tom and Donna Carlson from Brian, Krista, and the grandchildren, and Jason and Jessica Coe from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of estate jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry. Maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. Always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Craving something deliciously easy? Head to the Richland Locker. Right now, our Burgundy Pepper Spoon Roasts are just $8.48 a pound, so tender you can cut them with a spoon. Stock up on our mesquite sliced turkey at $8.48 a pound, perfect for sandwiches or snacking. And don't forget our sliced mild cheddar at only $5.98 a pound, creamy, flavorful, and ready for your next meal. That's Richland Locker. Great meat, great prices, and flavor you'll love.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647 647- 6345.
This is Phil Nee wishing you a wonderful day. Joanne has the news coming up next. I'll check sports, a look at our Week 8 high school football preview. And Mike Clemens checks in with a statewide spin on sports as well. Plus our Fresh from the Country and a trivia question of the morning. All next hour here on FM 100.9.
Hi there, welcome. When you walk into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, here's what you'll find. Comfy chairs, cozy sofas, mattresses so nice you'll want to take a nap right in the store. Don't worry, we don't judge. Durable everyday pieces and updated designs just for you. You'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 48 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by the Philbeck family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Isolated showers around daybreak, clearing skies, breezy and mild, a high of 71. Tonight, mainly clear and chilly with a low of 41. In Richland Center, we were down to 47 degrees. We're now up to 48.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin's Democratic Attorney General Josh Call has decided not to run for governor and will instead seek re-election to a third term. With Democratic Governor Tony Evers planning not to run again next year, Call's decision Tuesday leaves the Democratic primary field wide open. Call would have been the de facto frontrunner, given his large support base and two previous statewide election wins. The 2026 race for governor in the battleground state has even greater significance this cycle as Democrats look to hold the office and take control of the legislature for the first time since 2010. The last survivor hospitalized after the Abundant Life school shooting has been discharged. Sammy Garduno Martinez has been at American Family Children's Hospital ever since the shooting last December. He was considered in critical condition at least two separate times. WMTV reports Wednesday he finally got to leave the hospital surrounded by hundreds of staff, many of them teary-eyed. His road to recovery isn't over yet. He's now at a specialty rehab facility in the Chicagoland area. A GoFundMe account for Sammy and his family is sitting at about $160,000. A one-vehicle crash resulted in injuries. On Wednesday afternoon at approximately 1:35, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a report of the crash on County Road T near the intersection of Haydinger Road in Waterstown Township. A Grant County deputy was dispatched to the scene along with Fenimore Fire Department and Fenimore EMS. When the deputy arrived on scene, he learned Tia Ward, 20 of Fenimore, was traveling north on County Road T when she looked at her cell phone to change the song that was being played. The vehicle veered into the gravel on the right shoulder of the road. Ward overcorrected her steering, causing the vehicle to cross into the opposite lane of travel and enter the ditch on the west side of the roadway. The vehicle traveled some distance before it struck a culvert and went airborne. The vehicle was airborne for approximately 20 feet before landing back on its wheels and continuing in the ditch for approximately another 150 feet before coming to a stop. Tia Ward was transported to Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital by Fenimore EMS for suspected injuries from the crash. As a result of the crash, Ward was issued a citation for inattentive driving. The Department of Natural Resources says an invasive grass is spreading through Wisconsin. Ecologists announced Tuesday that Japanese stiltgrass was found in Dane, Grant, and Walworth counties. The invasive plant was originally spotted in the Cooley Experimental Forest near La Crosse in 2020. The grass has a wide root system that can upset local native species and crowd out the flora of forest. Stiltgrass has been spreading throughout the eastern and southern U.S. over the past century. The curtain will rise tonight on the Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin production of Pride and Prejudice. Pride and Prejudice is one of the best-known romances in English literature. Written by Jane Austen when she was only 21, it was first published 17 years later in 1813. The main plot recounts the relationship between the witty and independent Lizzie Bennet and the proud but socially awkward Mr. Darcy. After getting off on the wrong foot at their first meeting due to his pride, Lizzie takes an instant dislike to him, her prejudice. As events unfold with the other characters, Lizzie is able to reassess her opinion of Mr. Darcy and see that she was too hasty in her appraisal of his character. Pride and Prejudice will be presented tonight and tomorrow at 7 with a Sunday matinee at 2 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Tickets will be $15 for adults and $10 for children. All shows will be at the Richland Center City Auditorium. And if you're not able to go this weekend, shows will be held next Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. On Saturday, the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin will be flown at half-staff, coinciding with the final alarm ceremony and silent procession at the Wisconsin Fire and EMS Memorial Park in Wisconsin Rapids, which is hosted by the Wisconsin Fire and EMS Memorial. In May, Governor Evers signed an executive order ordering the flags to be flown at half-staff in observance of Wisconsin Firefighters Memorial Day during Fire Prevention Week, which is this week. Richland Center's large item collection will be held Saturday. Residents with items to be picked up should have them on the curb by 6 tomorrow morning. Items included in the pickup are couches, chairs, tables, carpeting, entertainment centers, and such. Items not included are lumber or construction materials, brush, leaves, yard waste, microwaves, TVs, AC units, any computer equipment and appliances. Town and Country Sanitation will be placing dumpsters at the Richland Center landfill for appliances. Those items can be taken to the landfill for disposal during regular landfill hours from October 11th through 15th. There will be no charge to dispose of regular appliances at the landfill during these times. However, there will be a fee for disposal of microwaves, televisions, air conditioners, and computer equipment. The landfill will be open Saturday from 8 to noon and Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 1. Large items are not to be placed at the curb at any other time of the year unless a pickup tag has been purchased from the clerk treasurer's office.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Friday, October 10th. Naomi Carolyn Knockertz-Maley, 99 of Richland Center, died September 27th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Naomi Carolyn Knockertz-Maley, 99 of Richland Center. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87 of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois, died September 29th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87 of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona, died September 8th following a courageous battle with cancer. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 2:30 at Kingdom Hall in Middleton. Friends may call at Kingdom Hall Saturday from 1:30 until the time of service at 2:30. In lieu of flowers, a donation can be made to a hospice care center of your choice, Worldwide Work of Jehovah's Witnesses, or a charity of your preference. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements for Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95, died September 3rd. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 to 9 at the Woodman Community Hall. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be sent to Boscobel VFW or American Legion, Grant County Cancer Coalition, or Wisconsin River Trail Organization. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95. Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 6th at home as a result of a rapid infection. A celebration of life will be held at 2 Sunday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center with memory sharing and music. Linda's ashes will be spread on the family farm in Chenoa, Illinois at a later date. Friends may call at the Phoenix Center Sunday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Cazenovia, died suddenly last Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at 4 Sunday at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Military honors will be held at the funeral home by the Cazenovia American Legion Post 491, McNamara, Jasper. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Cazenovia. Patricia A. Muller, age 93, died October 2nd at Casa de Oaks Assisted Living Facility in Reedsburg. A funeral mass will be held Monday at noon at St. Joseph's Catholic Church of Baraboo. Burial will follow at St. Joseph's Cemetery in Baraboo. Friends may call at the church Monday from 10:30 until 11:45. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family of Patricia A. Muller, age 93. Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Tuesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet. Darlene Murphy, 86, of Spring Green, died Wednesday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 4 to 7 and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church or Grace Hospice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Darlene Murphy, 86, of Spring Green. Mary Barnett, 97, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday, October 18th at 11 o'clock at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday, October 18th, from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Schmidt Woodland Hills or St. Mary's Catholic Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Barnett, 97, of Richland Center.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
It's currently 48 degrees in Richland Center. As we look for clearing skies, breezy and mild conditions with a high of 71. Tonight, mainly clear and chilly with a low of 41. And tomorrow, very nice with plenty of sunshine and a high of 67. It's currently 48 degrees in Richland Center. ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Gaza war has stepped closer to an end. The first phase of a ceasefire agreement is now in effect, says ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House.
This morning, joy and relief as a ceasefire is now in effect, paving the way for the remaining hostages to be released early next week after being held by Hamas for more than 2 years. In Gaza, thousands seen heading north back to Gaza City just moments after the ceasefire was made official.
No Nobel Peace Prize, though, for President Trump. It's awarded to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. No pay for U.S. military members October 15th if the government shutdown's not resolved by then. And the Senate left Washington Thursday without passing a funding bill. U.S. troops have never missed a paycheck because of a shutdown. New York Attorney General Letitia James called bank fraud and false statement charges against her baseless and accused President Trump, who pushed for those charges, of